Okay, got both components running. Works for me. What is up, K-casters? I am back with a new episode after a long time. I'm sorry. You guys know I started a new job back in December, and now that everything's kind of settling down and I have my house to myself again, I can now put out episodes more frequently. It is going to be just me for a while. Min Young has been busy with school. I'm sorry, I'm kind of looking at the document while I'm going. And with me with the work, with job, job where I have words, I promise. I don't know how many of them are in English anymore, but I have them. So things have finally calmed down enough where I can start doing things again. And yeah, we are going to be covering the comebacks that have happened between now and the last episode we put out. The last episode I think I put out by myself was, or at least talking about actual K-pop stuff and not me apologizing for not being around. I think it was Jesse when Nunununa came out. Actually, I have something cool with that. Give me a second on my desk. And yeah, so so you guys know I love Jessie. She was doing a thing with Untu, her I want to say clothing line. It's kind of a clothing line. They're comfortable clothes, like sweatpants and crop hoodies. The first time I purchased one, it was like in a green color, and it came with a face mask, which was great because COVID. I'm vaccinated now, so I really don't wear my mask too often. I should. I mainly wear it on the subway. But the second time she did it, I got a black crop sweatshirt because I don't know if the pants are going to fit over my butt. But I got this. The cool thing about this was she only made 9 of these for the 9 people. If you're just listening to the audio, I'll put the link to the YouTube in the description so you can see the video that comes along with this, but it's a signed CD for Nunununa, and it says not for sale on it. Like, I would ever sell this. Like, no, mine. I'm gonna put this back. But yeah, so I believe Nunununa was the last time I talked about any album. I've gotten several of them. I've been updated on K-pop for the most part. There's still some things I still have to watch, mainly because I don't want to choke. 9 out of 10, whenever I watch K-pop things anymore, I'm just getting off work and I'm eating breakfast before I go to bed. But so we are going to talk about Eric Nam, The Other Side. I bought this album, both the digital and the physical, when it came back. It came out back in July of 2020. God, it's been that long. Yeah, because Min Young and I didn't record anything while we were together. We just enjoyed each other's company. So yeah, this is going to be kind of a... I re-listened to the album yesterday. I was a little intoxicated. So looking at my notes, I don't know how much of it's going to actually make sense. I will try and translate drunk Brianna thoughts into normal Brianna thoughts. And it's so funny, I decided to record this today and I fell asleep in my Dive Studio shirt last night. I time things sometimes, apparently, or drunk me does. So yeah, I re-listened to this yesterday and it was kind of like a drunken, like I just kind of started typing away, which you guys might, aesthetically, you guys might like this. Hold on, I have one of the louder keyboards. It makes me happy. It's very satisfying sound for me. And it just kind of echoes in this empty room. I need to put more things in this room. This is kind of me like my hiding all my obsessions room on top of being the room for the recording. I'm rambling. Okay, so this album had 5 songs on it. And let's see what my notes were. The first song is Trouble With You. That's right, I didn't know what this album was gonna be when it first came out. So this first sentence was my initial reaction to the song. And the first thing that popped in my head was, holy shit, it's in Korean. It's been a while. Because the album that had come out before this, which was Before We Begin, had been all in English. So the first thing I noticed was that the Korean American Idol made a Korean album for a while. Good opener to the album, but Mama Nam would not be happy with the body roll vibes. It's too sexy. I will also put a link to our Eric Nam concert that we went to in this episode as well, because I don't remember if I recorded the story time that Eric told with about his mother, but I know you can find it if you look up the videos from the Before You Begin tour. Eric did have a decent hand of helping me get through most of 2020, because, like, the man's funny. The man is hilarious. He's also extremely talented. And we know this. It's Eric Nam. But, so what do I have written here? Disneyland helped me get to 2020. This was 100% a COVID song, just in the opening lyrics. He did say, I think it was on VLive, that he wrote he started getting the ideas for the songs and writing them in the early stages of lockdown, which made sense. It shows so well. You definitely can't help sweating with it. Like, I was dancing in my seat the whole time I was typing and just listening. But, oh, excuse me. Trouble With You is, even like I noticed when I walk down the street listening to my music, when this song pops up, I just kind of start dancing while I'm walking. And I live in Philly, so it's not like it's considered weird. We have weirder things going on here. So let me erase this paragraph because we are done with Trouble With You. The next song is Paradise. Oh, I had a lot to say about Paradise. Oh, Lord. Okay. Drunk me just apparently typed whatever I was saying out loud to myself. But in the beginning of the song, I guess, like, this is what I was equating it to. Because I put finger tapping sounds in the start. Now, in reality, you don't hear that, like, of your fingers hitting something, but you kind of just, you hear it and you just kind of go, di-di-di-di. Why did I do that? Okay. Next sentence. Why the hell are my subtitles in German? That's better. I had the lyric videos pulled up because I've noticed lately with K-pop songs, I don't necessarily look up what the song's actually saying. I just enjoy it. Which seems to shock people I work with, but I digress. But apparently while the video itself had the lyrics, the subtitles themselves were in German. Of all the languages I've attempted to learn, German is not one of them. So I had to turn those off. That's why I put that's better. My version of Paradise being back at the Eric Nam concert, because that was just so much fun. It was literally the last concert I had saw before COVID shut everything down, which made it a good start to 2020, because then the rest of 2020 just kind of sucked, except for when I saw Min Young. I remember when this dropped, my first reaction to the MV was, what the hell kind of fever dream is this? Even though it summed up the year pretty damn well. I also remember being in the V Live when Eric performed this, and several nominations told the toxic fans to shut up and put some respect on Eric's name. I said, but I'll talk about that later. I'll talk about it now. Basically, I can't remember if it was the show or M Countdown, but it was live streaming on V Live, and I found out there was a bunch of nominations just kind of chilling in the chat. We were listening to all the newer artists that some of us hadn't heard of and just enjoying the music and being there together. Then you get the, and this is where I sometimes feel embarrassed to say I'm a member of ARMY, because constantly in this chat was, Where's BTS? Why isn't BTS performing? Why aren't they here? BTS is only K-pop. No, they hadn't even out yet. Like, or at least not around that time. Like, let me see. Because I think that was around the time the B album would have came out. Not B, all right. B album, studio album by BTS. I need a time frame here. Time frame. Okay. So, Eric dropped this album July 2020. B came out November 20th, 2020. I'll be covering the B album within the next couple episodes. I gotta just BTS in general. There has been a lot. But which one was before B? Where's my poster spot? That was B, so it was Map of the Soul. Was it Map of the Soul? I'm drawing a blank on my BTS album discography, apparently. When did Map of the Soul 7 come out? As I do research while I'm talking. February 21st, 2020. So no matter what, BTS would have had no reason to be at one of these shows performing. And it was just people going, well, then why am I here if they're not going to perform? What gave any indication they were going to perform? This was July 2020. Map of the Soul 7 had already had its run. B was nowhere. Well, I guess it was probably halfway done at least. But what gave y'all the... So we were telling them, look, this is Eric Nam. You're going to shut the hell up. Like, we were just trying to stop potential fan war. I think we ended up reporting a lot of those people too. Because then they came back at us for getting mad that... Look, like, some... There's days I'm embarrassed to say I like K-pop because of fans like that. But I digress. I rewatched this performance and showed it to Min Young. So basically when Min Young and I were together, towards the end of June, we were doing well, but again, much like we were last year when we recorded a bunch of those episodes together. And, they were saying how they were kind of out of K-pop. They hadn't been really up to date since the last time we had seen each other, which I was like, okay, whatever. So we just kind of played catch up. So I put on the live stage of Eric with Paradise, and their reaction was the same as mine, which was, holy shit, he got better at dancing. I also want to put out on that note, Eric, for some reason, if you are hearing this, you fucking killed it. We love you. And what was the other thing I wrote? We had seen some of the dancing on the Before We Begin tour, but none of us expected Eric to keep trying to continue to dance, which is fine. Words, I have them, I promise. Never be afraid to go outside of your comfort zone. If you're not a strong dancer, who gives a fuck? Just dance. Now I have that song stuck in my head. But we were impressed with his dancing back then. We were more impressed with it now, because now he seems to be, you know, kind of pushing the envelope a little more. I'm sorry for those of you watching the video or just watching me constantly play with my hair. I need a haircut. I was saying, and then that's why I said I had some of the videos on my personal YouTube channel, which I will link that playlist in here. what I had written in my drunken notes was, I have the videos on my personal YouTube channel if you guys want to experience going to a concert with me. Enjoy my bad Italian-American ass attempting to sing in Korean. And then I had put, you know, you can type my name in it. Like, let's say, I'm not going to forget to put the link in the description, but let's say for some reason I do. If you type in my name, Brianna Secreto, my concert fan cams will pop up along with some videos of me from, like, years ago. I really don't post anything on my YouTube anymore unless it is K-pop related, which is the concerts. And I totally tried. You remember? I don't know how old some of you are, but way back when on YouTube, before Google bought it, you had your own little display name. So mine used to be Jack Sparrow Lover 25 because I was a teenager. And I tried typing that in to see if it pop up. It doesn't pop up. I have to, you have to use your name now. And that was everything I had written on Paradise, which is one of my favorite songs on that album. Backspace. Damn it. Okay, so the next song on this album was How You Been. Now, if I remember correctly, Eric talking in that V-Live that I had mentioned. No, different V-Live. This was just Eric being on V-Live. How You Been was a follow-up for the song from the Before We Begin album, which is How I'm Doing. I might be wrong, don't quote me on it. Unless, you know, you're Eric, then quote me on it. Of whether I'm right or wrong. I was 90% sure I cried hearing this song. Because this album did drop mid-COVID. And I hadn't seen a lot of my friends at that point. I had seen Min Young briefly, like probably the week before this album came out. No, the month before. And we had been together for a week. Now, the thing is, what a lot of people hadn't realized, I had gotten used to seeing Min Young and James at least twice a year because I live in the middle. So, you know, James would come up and go to concerts with me, or there were a couple times Min Young just came down and spent the weekend with me. You know, I got used to seeing them. So this song kind of like really hurt. And I was emotional and a borderline functioning alcoholic. This is true. Before COVID shut everything down, I was getting bad with alcohol. Like I was drinking every day and then going to work hungover. And it was just like a daily, everyday thing. So COVID did help with that. Now I go out once a week. I have liquor in my fridge. It's been sitting there for about a month and a half at this point. And I just leave it. So that was all I had for that. But How You Been is kind of one of it. Like I've said before, thank God I live in Philly because I end up lip syncing as I walk. And this is one of those songs that just kind of makes me get in the feels and put like a whole fucking thing onto it. I'm weird. We know this. A lot of you have spoken to me before. Or at least I think. I don't know how many of my former therapy friends still listen to this podcast. I don't know. But for those of you who don't know, I'm a weirdo. The next song on this album was Down For You. This song felt like it was definitely speaking directly to us as Nomination. Because this man would do anything for his fans. The one song was I Want to Be With. The one lyric was I Want to Be With You. Because I'm looking at this next line and I'm like, why the hell did I write that? But if I remember correctly, the line was I Want to Be With You. Actually, I have the album over here. I can look it up real quick. They're all in alphabetical order. Stay. So this was the cover of the album. Down For You was number 4. Where is... Oh, I opened right up to it, like, no lie. That's funny. Tell me it's not one of the English lyrics. Because my crane's still not that good yet. Nope. Definitely not. It was one of the Korean lyrics. And yeah, not that advanced yet. But so my guess was the lyric was I Want to Be With You. And we were like, we're with you every day, honey. You don't have to ask us. You might be down for us, but we're down for you. If I could do anything for your 24 hours, I'd make you take a nap. For real. He does so much for us, you just take a nap. He's definitely earned it. So I think basically my little review of that song was just me recapping the lyrics and like speaking out loud. I'm not surprised at myself, honestly. I am not. The final song on this album was the Love Die Young Korean version. Now, here's the thing with Love Die Young. It is one of my all-time favorite Eric Nam songs. Do not skip. I do not skip that song ever. The Korean version, just as much. And it's my In My Feels song. So this version always makes me cry. I love Die Young when he put the English version on the Before We Get Begin album, and my feelings have not changed. We have talked about this on the prior podcast in which we talked about that album. That was one that me and Min Young did together. What is this last little description? Hold up, sorry. So that was the recap of all the songs, but apparently I wrote something else and I don't remember. Tell you what, anyone, design an Eric Nam tattoo with this song, Love Die Young, and I will add it to my K-pop collection of tattoos on my arm. I've wanted one since last year, but finding a design is a pain in the butt, so someone draw me one and I'll get it. Okay, so apparently I put it out into the universe that I wanted somebody from the K-casters to design me a Love Die Young Eric Nam tattoo. Now, there are a couple of the Love Die Young tattoos that I have seen that are very pretty, but I don't want to copy anybody else's. I try not to copy anyone's tattoos in general. Like, I have 5 of them now. But my K-pop ones specifically, I do not want to copy somebody else's design. Like, you can't fully say it. Let me see. This is my Moonchild one. So that was RM's song Moonchild. And I just scrolled around on Pinterest to find something with the exception of the word Moonchild, which was, you know how older CDs used to come with that little booklet? Well, my screen went dark. RM had, it looked like one similar to that for the Mono Mono. And I took that handwriting and the tattoo artist just made it thinner so it wouldn't like it was tearing into my skin because it just looked like RM kind of went heavy on the paper there. So that is, in all technicalities, this is a thinner version of RM's handwriting from that, if that was his handwriting. If not, just it's from the Mono album, whatever. And then this is my new tattoo, which is my Astro tattoo. And I designed that one myself. I have a BTS one planned that I designed myself. So I petitioned, I guess, for somebody to design me an Eric Nam tattoo, and I will get it tattooed. All in all, this was one of my favorite albums in 2020. While I haven't listened to the album as a whole in a long time, I still do love listening to it. Like, I'll be walking and I'll skip some songs. Eric definitely has one of the most soothing voices and speaking voices that I've ever had to hear, and I love it. So yeah, that is it for this episode of K-Popcast Podcast. Reminder, do not name a podcast when you're drunk. This is the title you'll get, K-Popcast Podcast. Why did I do that to myself? Like, it's just... So, also there's a disclaimer that came along with this as well. The albums I am going to be talking about are not going to be in order because I do not remember the order that they came out in. I will, however, put the release dates as a rough estimate in the thing like I did with this one. So I believe the next one I have on the list, give me a second. No, don't save the changes because that file is going to be coming up. I'm using a computer from 2006. It was my grandfather's, and yeah. So, you know, you guys can see this process of how old this computer is. It's my grandparents, because like I said, this was my pop's computer and it only felt right until I can get Wi-Fi on this thing. This thing doesn't have Wi-Fi. This thing still runs XP. So, my recent documents, K-Popcast Podcast. So yeah, so here's the list of what we will be talking about in the future coming. We have finished this, so this can go away now. So yeah, it looks like we're going to talk about the B album, Butter, and then Permission to Dance. Then we'll move on to Wano, Super M, GOT7, because this the GOT7 one's going to be, it's going to be a doozy. I'm going to be a sad bitch. and then Jessie's song, Different Type of X. That's just what I have the list of so far. Because, like I had put in the short, yes, it changes to this one. Here, you guys can get a full view of the computer now while I finish this sentence. So basically what's going to happen is I'm going to make a list of all the comebacks that have happened, and we're going to go with that. Here's a quick little stint of... I didn't realize I had so much stuff until I had to move it all out of a room. Like, it's just, this is a lot. My Astro Shrine has grown. Let's put the album back now. So yeah, that was everything for this episode. We are going to precariously purge this so I can... All of my albums are in alphabetical order and year that, it's alphabetical and numerical order. So, Astro's first, but Dream Part 2 came out before All Light. You see what I mean? Like, it just, my own little collection, with the exception of, these ones didn't fit up there. These ones, like, here's the B album, Cool Love Affair, Map of the Soul, Learn Korean, like, they don't fit. My light sticks are on the bottom. And that was, for the people just listening to the audio, that was on, you can see it on the video. So yeah, that's everything for now. The next episode, what it's most likely going to be is at some point when I get home from work, I will do an album re-listen, I will make my notes. And then the next day, or my days off, I will record. So we will be getting back to a normal schedule. So until then, bye, Kickcasters. So, have you guys ever wanted to do your own podcast?
Ever wanted to voice your own opinions?
That's what we did, and that's why we downloaded Anchor. Anchor is a free app that you download straight to your phone, or you can use it on your computer.
It lets you record straight from it, and it lets you edit and publicize your own opinions for the world to hear.
And the cool thing about it is, it distributes it to a bunch of other different things. Most of our listeners are on Spotify, but that the only reason it's on Spotify is because of Anchor.
Anchor will post your podcast to any other known podcast sites that it has connections with. Which includes things like Google Podcasts, Spotify,
Stitcher,
all these other places where you can build up your audience through Anchor.
And the cool thing is you can also add monetized segments, which you do not need a huge following for. You can start making money with, like, one person listening, as long as you keep advertising, adding in segments. Download Anchor today and make your own podcast so we can hear what you want to say.